transitioning from tillage to a no-till farming system can be challenging. And 20 years ago, Kurt Stiefvater of Salem nearly gave up on the practice. But what he came to understand is eliminating tillage is only part of an equation, which can lead to healthier soils and more resilience in agriculture.
Didn't quite understand how much biology in the soil impacts our plant life. And so I really delved into improving my soil health, looking at crop enterprise and the cattle enterprise and how they can complement each other, and using the diversity of crops to achieve that.
Today, Stiefvater raises corn, soybeans, small grains, forages, and cover crops, in addition to cattle. Stiefvater was recently recognized by the American Soybean Association, receiving the 2025 Upper Midwest Conservation Legacy Award. With a focus on soil health, including low disturbance, crop diversity, and livestock, Stiefvater is better able to handle extreme weather and fluctuating prices.
Small grains aren't always profitable, but when they're complemented from my cover crops following, add into the soil diversity and improve my soil, the livestock get to use that too, and that cheapens my feed costs.
Thanks to its regenerative system, Stiefvater has seen his soil organic matter rise from roughly 2% to nearly 5% on many of his acres.
With the crop rotation I have and using cover crops, keeping a living root there as many days as I can out of the year, I think I can speed up that process even more.
Stiefvater is farming for the future, striving to improve the land for the next generation. Reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff, I'm Pam Geppert.